This goes to Dr. Abimbola, A-M-B-I-M-B-O-L-A. Fax is 989-463, and leave the last four numbers blank, regarding Adam Lincoln, L-I-N-C-O-L-N, like November. Date of birth 10-1-1979. Dear Dr. Abimbola, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Lincoln with a history of chronic nephritis with hematuria and proteinuria historically and hypertension. His last visit was April 9th of 2024. Since his last visit, he's lost 11 pounds purposefully over the last year. He's trying to increase activity levels, and he does limit salt in the diet. He's hoping not to have to take a medication for blood pressure. When he checks home blood pressures, they range between 120 and 130 over 80 to 90. He's been feeling well, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. Review of systems is negative. Medications, he's on Zyrtec 10 milligram daily as needed for allergies, Lipitor 20 milligram daily, and Metamucil once daily. Physical exam, weight 187 pounds, pulse is 82, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 3-4 of 24. Creatinine is stable at 1.18. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.2. His CRP level is less than 0.5. Hemoglobin is 15.8. Normal white count, normal platelets. He also had a urinalysis that was negative for blood, negative for protein on 4-7 of 25, and a microalbumin to creatinine ratio that is normal at 24. Assessment and plan. One, a history of chronic nephritis, currently no proteinuria or hematuria. And two, mild hypertension. The patient will continue to monitor his blood pressure at home. If you did have to use something for hypertension, possibly a very low dose of lisinopril would be a good idea, maybe a 5 milligram daily dose. And if you did decide to use that, we recommend checking creatinine and a potassium level within 5 to 7 days after starting that, just to assure it's not affecting potassium or creatinine levels. And we would recommend annual labs for him, including the urinalysis and then the microalbumin to creatinine urine ratios. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.